Hey, friends. You know, a couple days ago, I sent out a Facebook post. What's your favorite Bible verse and why? You know, well, today, as of today, 2 days ago, 10,000 comments, 10,000. And I guess the thing that hit me, first of all, I'm so proud of you. I'm just proud of you for pressing into the Lord during times like this. And I'm going to read a couple of them to you because, you know, there are so many conflicting reports today. You listen to the news, you read this, read that. You don't know what to believe. I'll tell you what you can believe. This. You can believe God's word because it is the truth and it will stand forever. So when you start getting confused and fearful, all the things you're hearing, go back to the word of God, just like you did on all these 10,000 comments. Excuse me. Here's a couple. John 4:24. God is spirit. His worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Psalm 91. Sabina said this, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This psalm makes me feel safe in God, and it should. Psalm 91 is one you should be reading every day. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This verse says it all. When we set our eyes only on him, no matter our circumstances, we always win. Amen to that. Psalm 46, God is my refuge and strength, the very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change. And I am relieved whenever I pray this psalm. Psalm 46, an excellent verse. Here's Ibanez writes this, I was in a horrible car accident and I couldn't think or remember anything, but the moment I woke up, all I did was speak out Joshua 1:9. It's all I could remember, and I said it over and over and over again until I was cut out of the car. And after that, I went into shock, but I woke up in the hospital and again, Joshua 1:9. Was in my heart, in my spirit. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And these go on and on and on. A couple more. Isaiah 43, verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. When you through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames consume you. That's from Ruth. And several of you commented on Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for a future and a hope. And he has a future and a hope for every one of us. So thank you for your encouraging words, your comments. Again, I'm so proud of my friends for turning to the Word of God in times like this. So, Lord, we thank you that we put our trust in your Word today. Whom have I in heaven but you? There is nothing on earth I desire besides you. My heart and my flesh, many times they fail, but there is one truth that always will prevail. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Whom have I in heaven but you? There is nothing on earth I desire besides you. My heart and my strength, many times they fail, but there is one truth
that always will prevail. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever, forever. Whom have I in heaven but you? Mm-hmm. There is nothing on earth I desire beside you. My heart and my strength, many times they fail. But there is one truth that always will prevail. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Oh, God is the strength, yes, He is, of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.